Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Jake Kaplan's in the house. Welcome.
I'm back. Thank you.
He's back.
Thank you for letting me out so I could visit today.
Repeat offender.
Uh-huh.
Jay is here. We're going to talk about reverse mortgages. Yeah, Jay's going to give us the truth about those. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators, none of them standing by. I have a great team. Actually, I should tell you.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, we are broadcasting. So I do have a great team. But when it comes to your finances, I have that initial conversation with you. We do that discovery work together, figure out what works for you. And we're going to actually talk about a client today I've been chatting with. Bought a home, a starter home. Actually, a divorcee starter home. And should they sell that property to buy the home that they want or keep it? We're going to talk about that. But hey, before we get to that, it's time for us to figure out what we are going to celebrate today. So I think I'm watching this when I think I know what Miss Christie's choice will be here today. Do we think it's going to be National 7-Eleven Day? I don't think so. All-American Pet Photo Day. Okay, we got a one thumb up on that one. We've got National Cheer Up the Lonely Day. Okay, we got a thumb up on that one. We're getting better here. We're getting a little warmer here. How about National Rainier Cherry Day? Now, I was over at the store the other day. It was $11.99 a pound for Rainier cherries. I had to go get a mortgage just to get a pound of those things. It was crazy. National Blueberry Muffin Day. Okay, we got a thumb up. Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. Are we ready for this one? Drum roll, please. Let's see if this is the right choice. I got the drum roll. National Mojito Day. Yeah, we got two thumbs up on that one. I could have guessed that. Wonder if they'll let us have mojitos out in the concert in the canyon tonight. I don't. Well, come by. We've got a cabana there. Come by. Say hello if you are in Anaheim Hills area. We'll be out there having a good time. Let's take a look at what the markets are doing today. We've been watching those all week for you. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 199 points. Yeah, we're excited about that one. We're looking at the S&P 500. It's a little over 3,000 right now. 856 we're up. NASDAQ, it is up 22.94. Oil up $60.78 a barrel, up 35 cents. Gold is up $1.10 to $14.13. 10-year Treasury is up 3 basis points to 2.09. Be careful there, because if we get to 2.10, we may go up to 2.16, but we are still on our way back down to 178 to 182. That is the number here from Ron Siegel, Ron Siegel Radio. I have been forecasting that for you. Gasoline, it's getting closer to the weekend. National average, 275.5 in Calizuela. $3.75.1. Looking over at Hawaii, well, the oil-producing state of Hawaii, yeah, they're 10 cents a gallon less than we are here in Taxifornia. And where do you want to go get gasoline right now? I don't know if you want to go there right now, but Mississippi, $2.36 a gallon. Might get a little bit of rain there in Mississippi, so you might have to watch out for gasoline in Mississippi. But I did want to share with you, we're going to go through a little analysis work here. It doesn't quite get into our conversation with our friend Jake Kaplan, but we're going to chat about this, because what happens if you have been in a starter home? Maybe you're a first-time home buyer. Maybe you're not a first-time home buyer, but maybe you went through a divorce. Maybe you had some other reason that you're just got a starter home. Maybe you're on a rebound. There's a lot of people that had problems in the right after the Great Recession. So maybe you had a starter home and now you're looking and saying, I want to get a bigger house. I want a single family residence. I don't want the condo. So let's throw some numbers out there and let's see what makes sense. Or maybe we'll start a conversation and we need to go off air to continue the conversation. So let's think about this one. So you have a house, it's you bought it for whatever price. It's now worth, say, $500,000. We're just going to use some round numbers here. I am not a real estate agent, although I do play one on TV sometimes. Right? So we've got that $500,000 home. We've got about 25% in equity on that home. Let's say we've got a $375,000 mortgage on that. What do? We've accumulated some cash, and now we know we want to buy a house for, let's say, a $625,000 house. Those numbers kind of make sense? You went from a $500 to a $625. I see that all the time. Maybe you don't see it as frequently as I do, but then again, you know, I talk to a few thousand people every day on radio, so I get calls all the time, people wanting to get some guidance here. So what is the area renting at? That's the first question we have to look at. On that property, we call it the departing property. What is that property renting for? And I would say a two-bedroom house, Orange County, Anaheim Hills area, North Orange County, probably renting somewhere in the range, just a guesstimate, maybe $2,500, $3,000. I know a apartment in North Orange County right now, $1,900 for a one-bedroom apartment. That's about the norm. So let's just say we can get maybe $2,750 for this property. Well, what is the existing mortgage on that property? That's the first step, because you know, you may not want to be taking too big of a negative on that property. You might not want to go negative on the cash flow, but maybe you can afford a little bit of a negative cash flow, because we know one thing for certain. We know that if we look at the numbers, and you know something, I'm just a numbers guy. I you know, there's a lot of things that go on in this world, but you know me, I'm just the numbers guy, right? So if I look at the real estate report card, I guess our mic went out here. I wonder what. Let's see if we can. Can we get the mic back on? Oh, yeah, we got the mic back on. We're back and working. So I look at the real estate report card, and it tells me over the last 59 years, the only one that would remember that would be Jay Kaplan. He was here then.
I was old then.
he was a senior citizen 59 years ago. But over the last 59 years, in Orange County, California, we have an appreciation rate annually of 6.11%. 6.11. So that $500,000 property is going to appreciate by $30,000 a year. Just call it 6%. And that's over a long term. Will it happen next year? I don't know. What happened the year after that? I don't know. But you take a long-term number, and you just use long-term numbers because they give you the best guidance. Right, so I'm looking at this property. We're going to get $30,000 a year in appreciation, $2,500 a month. Now, this particular person makes good money, so I'm not going to throw those numbers out there, but they can afford that payment on that property. So now let's look and see, where do we go from there? $2,500 a month, that's added to the net worth of the individual. Now, we have to look and see, again, I'm trying to find out what the payment might have been when they got that property, because that's the first step. If we can get it to a cash flow break even or a cash flow positive, then it becomes a no-brainer if we can afford the new property, right? That's the whole question. Can we afford the new property? How do we get the move-up property that they're looking for, right? And we know that there are 3% loans, 3.5% loans. If you're a veteran, you don't have to pay for the loan, right? There's zero starting rate on that one. So for veterans, great. We appreciate their service. Just a benefit that they have earned. But I'm looking at this particular property, this particular project right now, and we're looking at about $2,800 a night. I didn't even look it up before the broadcast. I probably should have. $2,800 a month is their total cost of that property. So now we're looking and saying, okay, we've got a $50 a month negative cash flow, but $2,500 a month in appreciation. Seems pretty easy, right? Because now when we rent that property out, we're going to also have equity building every month, because part of that payment, part of that $2,800 actually is going to equity. It's paying down the principal of the loan. But who's paying it? Well, it's the renter is paying that because you've got $2,750 in rental income. Think about that concept. Now, if there's any possible way to acquire the new property, am I mistaking or does that become a no-brainer? Because I'm saying to you, this particular individual is going to give up $50 a month, that's $600 a year, as a trade-off for gaining $30,000 a year. And part of that $50 in negative cash flow is going to be partially its equity, right? Because that's paying down that mortgage. So we've got over $30,000 a year in net worth being added. Now, how do we acquire the new property? Well, we have to look and see, can we beg? Can we borrow? We don't want to steal. But how do we just accumulate for a $625,000 property? What if we just went and got a 3.5% FHA loan, right? That's all we need for an FHA loan. It's a primary residence. So I'm looking at that 3.5% on that $22,000, right? So once again, maybe you can get a home equity line of credit on the departing property for $25,000. That way you get into the new property. See what I'm saying here? It's all about working numbers and not going with the traditional ways of thinking. Try and expand your vision here on Ron Siegel Radio. We've talked about yesterday, we had Louis Vasquez in here talking about how to save money on your taxes, right? He's a CPA. He was sharing with you how to save money, all of these different items, and people don't think about it. If you can take and pay a little extra on your mortgage, pay an extra couple of percent on your mortgage interest, but pay a little less in taxes. Remember us talking about with Louie that yesterday that we were going to show somebody how to save $97,000 a year by paying an extra 2% on their mortgage on interest. Think about those ideas. Just another one for you from Ron Siegel Radio. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, reasons for a heckum. What's a heckum? Yeah, you're right. It's a reverse mortgage. Same thing. So we're going to talk to Jay Kaplan about the reasons for that reverse mortgage. Americans' powerful belief in home ownership as an investment. Didn't I just talk about that? Home ownership as an investment. Credit basics 101. Tip number one. We did number five yesterday. I have trouble counting, so we're going to do number one today. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 191 points right now. We've got the NASDAQ up 14.93, S&P 500 up 8.63, U.S. 10-year Treasury 2.098 is the yield. We're trying to stay below that 2.1. And the mortgage-backed securities down 11 basis points. That is means interest rates on your home loan, they are up this morning. Not what we want to be hearing, but hey, you know something? Patience. Be very, very patient, and you'll be fine right there. Now, remember I've shared with you, there's a few different numbers. When we're watching the numbers that are coming out, and I tell you all the time, that's why you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, is because some of the numbers you can actually get on that super secret website, google.com, right? But some of them, they're not going to tell you the why. So today we got a report that initial jobless claims measuring individuals filing for first-time unemployment benefits were 209,000 claims last week, 13,000 lower or better than the prior week. But here's the issue. Did anybody really work last week? I mean, Jake Kaplan did, but for the most part, people weren't working last week, right? The markets closed half day on Wednesday, all day on Thursday, and Friday, you know, many of us just played hooky, right? I mean, so even though the markets were open. So don't pay too much attention to jobless claims for last week. We'll see what comes up this coming week. That's more important anyway, because it is the sample week for the big BLS report that comes out the first Friday of every month. We are looking, though, at CPI, the Consumer Price Index, measures inflation on consumer levels, show that overall inflation increased in June but moderated on a year-over-year basis. We also see that the Fannie Mae 30-year mortgage, that's the perfect mortgage, 3.75 on a 30-year fixed-rate loan, same as last week, and down. Last year, we were at 4.53, same week last year, versus 3.75 right now. Make sure you're looking at debt consolidation. If you've got debts and you've got equity, give me a call, 800-306-1990. You need to be getting out of debt and taking advantage of the market today. Do it strategically. Do it the right way, because the rates are going to be going down again, and you want to be in position to take advantage of that. If you don't do it the right way today, it's not going to help you when the rates continue to drop by the end of next year. Just going to throw that out to you. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat with Jay Kaplan. He is in the house. He is our mortgage guru.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jay.
Yeah.
So, reasons for the home equity line, home equity conversion mortgage, not line of credit, conversion mortgage.
Well, there is a line of credit part of it. And as far as rates, you're talking the last couple of reverse mortgages that, you know, I funded or proposed for, which have been pretty busy lately, 3.8, 3.9 on the expected rate, which is what our government friends expect you, the borrower, to be paying over the years of your life.
That's a pretty darn good rate.
Yeah. I wish I knew how they come up with what I'm going to be paying for 3 years from now. You and I wouldn't have to work, would we?
Right. I mean, 3.8, 3.9 on a reverse mortgage, and you have no required payment.
No required, but you always can, remember? You can always, always make payments.
Could you imagine making a payment at 3.8, pay off your mortgage, just like many people want to?
Yeah.
But, you know, something, I decide I want to go on vacation this week and I don't have to make a loan payment.
And having equity in your home is great. Having your loan, having your home completely paid off without any way to get your equity or not to have your equity liquid, that's not so great. The return on that.
Okay, Jay.
Pretty close to what number?
Yeah, so I think it's give or take a little bit, zero.
Yeah, okay.
You know, plus or minus 10%. And if you remember your math from even the core math, I think they still have the same thing. If we're in 3%, zero times 3%, I'm scratching my head for those of you on us, right? So it's pretty simple numbers there. So, Jay, and you know something, Jay, I had this conversation with Lou Vasquez yesterday. We were talking, and he's not a mortgage guy. And I certainly don't ever try to put somebody on the spot. But
yes, you do.
Every once in a while.
But I have a bigger spot than most. So
but here was the question that I proposed to Lou. And I know that you're going to know this one quicker because you've been in the mortgage business since banks first came about and the Stagecoach and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I was there when the bank opened, yeah.
So, in most instances, if somebody had severe dementia, because you have to throw that in there. For most of us, we can't use just any illness. So if I have a illness and I can't work,
correct,
on a forward mortgage,
you still have to make that payment.
I have to make the payment, but
somebody does.
But here's the question I wanted to get to with you, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a home that's free and clear and I need cash, can I get a loan if I have no way of revenue, no income coming in to pay off that loan?
It's going to be tough. The short answer is no.
Right.
The long answer is perhaps a hard money loan, which puts you and your family at an extreme amount of risk of losing your home.
Right. So it's very difficult to do that. Now, here's the flip side of that. I have to throw in the caveat because I know that you don't necessarily have to have a job for a reverse mortgage. But if I get ill and now I've been diagnosed with dementia, I live in my house by myself, can I get a reverse mortgage? No, probably not because
unless you have a conservator,
Or something
or
like that.
Or power of attorney with someone.
Very
you
difficult.
You probably should have those things, especially power of attorney, way in advance, and Ron has those people for you.
Right? So it's very difficult. But if I don't need the money today and I get the reverse mortgage and have it in place, all I have to do is sign the check.
That's the important thing.
Right.
Just like you learned in the Boy – were you in the Boy Scouts?
I was in the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
And that was when there was all boys only.
They didn't have a weight limit back then, huh?
Well, I had to wait 6 months.
Okay. be prepared. So
yeah.
You want to get the reverse mortgage. And I'm not trying to tell you what to do, you listener. But in general – a person wants to get a reverse mortgage as soon as possible, which is usually when you hit 62 years of age. And then you put that reverse mortgage on the shelf. If you owe money on it, remember, if you owed $100,000 or $200,000 or whatever it is before the reverse mortgage, you're still going to owe that. But now you make the decision whether you're going to make the payment, not the bank. So if you, as my old friend used to say, or still does probably, you can put it in forward and make any payment you want. You can put it in reverse, make no payments.
I like that terminology.
Yeah, you can put it in neutral and just make interest only so that your balance doesn't rise because of accumulated interest. So you can keep shifting those gears continuously throughout your life. So you choose each month where is the better place to put the money. Give it to the bank, give it to me, give it to the kids. You know, when it comes to healthcare, that's the biggest problem facing us.
Right, the senior generation.
I'm pointing at the senior generation here.
Well, because we know for sure, the one thing that I know with 100% certainty, Jay, that you can't do is you're not able to stop the clock, right? We continue to move forward, and, you know, we've got a great medical system. We've got great medical solutions in this country, right? I mean, there's a drug for everything, and maybe there's two or three of them for everything, and they can make us live longer. You know, sometimes we don't get the same quality of life, but we still have to pay for it. And we need to plan for it. We're going to talk more with Jay Kaplan when we come back about this. Also chat about Americans' powerful belief in home ownership as an investment. Credit Basics 101, tip number one. We'll talk about that as well. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio on Twitter. @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals. Hey, get your home digest. It was written all for you, custom for you, your home only. Text SLT Home Digest. Or not text, just go to SLTHomeDigest.com. SLTHomeDigest.com. Get the information right there. SLT Home Digest, created just for you. Americans, powerful belief in home ownership as an investment. Federal Reserve Bank recently released their 2019 survey of consumer expectations, housing survey. The survey reported that 65% of Americans believe home ownership is a good financial investment. Since 2014, the percentage has increased by over 9%. Shared a graph earlier today showing these different numbers. The Fed survey also showed that when the results are broken down by age, education, income, or region of the country, more than 55% of Americans in each category see home ownership as a good investment. This coincides with a recent Gallup survey of Americans, which revealed that real estate was their number one choice for the best long-term investment when compared to stocks, savings accounts, or gold. Bottom line, Americans' belief in real estate as a good financial investment continues to grow as the housing market returns to normalcy. And that is the real-time real estate segment, brought to you again by the area trusted real estate professionals. Get that home digest. It is free, a gift from Ron Siegel Radio, written all about your house. No, I am not stalking you to find out where you live or to see any of those things, but you just go in there, fill out a quick, like, five questions, SLT, that's like the Siegel Lending Team, SLT Home Digest, no spaces, .com. You'll get all the information right there. Again, SLT Home Digest, the real-time real estate segment. Continuing our conversation, Jay Kaplan, our reverse mortgage guru, is in the house, chatting with him about reverse mortgages and reasons for. We talked a little bit in the last segment. We're not going to do it again, so if you want to hear that, go back and listen to it. It'll be posted on ronsiegelradio.com in the radio archives. We were talking about the reverse mortgage to help with healthcare needs. So that's a biggie right there. But, Jay, we were talking also about people are getting older continually, we hope.
Yeah.
Right? That's always a great, great thing. I mean, there's only one alternative. It is not very pleasant. But let's look at some of the other reasons. And, you got a lot covered last segment really quick because you really went into the idea, and a lot of folks don't catch this real quick because you went through it quickly. But 3.8 to 3.9% expected interest rate on the reverse mortgage.
Yep.
The opportunity of being liquid in case you want to give money to your favorite radio host or your kids, grandkids.
Well, it is a muffin day, wasn't it? Some kind of muffin
Blueberry
day.
Blueberry muffin day.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah. So you can do that. But you know something, Jay, we didn't even talk about this one, though, is, in the first segment, I was talking about helping somebody buy a new house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? So What do you think is best if you are a grandparent and the vast majority of people are getting reverse mortgages, I would say are grandparents, right? Because you have to be 62. That's step one.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so,
unless
you've got an older spouse.
I was born at 60. So I'm now 73, going on 14. I think.
Probably. Yeah. Some might even say less.
Oh well, yeah.
Right, but the idea here that the concept. Is you should be doing some sort of estate planning.
Oh, yeah.
Once you're, in the golden years, 60 plus. Actually, most people should start having estate planning as soon as they have kids or before. Buy a house, you need an estate plan. But the concept here is, what if you took some of that equity that you're going to give to your kids anyway?
Give them now.
And help them buy a house. There is something very, very specific I like people to do with that. I will share that with you. Help them buy a house, give them the money or supply the money for a down payment.
Right. So
we talked about 22,000
because values are going up how much? Especially in Orange County.
6.1, I think I looked at it.
So they're gonna have a better investment if they buy it now than X amount of years from now.
Right. And get in the game.
Yeah.
Right. So we talked about $22,000 for a $625,000 house. Right. So you do that now, but take that money out of your estate and out of your equity and watch your grandkids enjoy that money while you're here.
Right. Your estate actually is going to grow because it's now a part of your kids. Your kids are a part of it in a much bigger way.
Right. So it's another concept here. Now, because we are in Orange County, California, because we are in California, the last numbers I saw, they could have changed. The first-time marriages in the state of California, 60% end in divorce.
Wow.
70%
really?
In Orange County end in divorce. Jay, you and I wouldn't know that because no one else would put up with us, so we've
That's
been married
true.
Forever.
That's true.
Right? So the concept there is you may want to put a lien on the property after you close escrow for that money that you've supplied to your grandchild, right? And that way, I know that there's nobody that ever plans on getting divorced, but 70% do. Somehow that works. I don't know how that is, but that's just the numbers in California. So, but what do you think about that, Jay? Because you're in that golden years. I'm not quite there yet. I still got five to go.
Yeah, golden, huh? Well, I'm still looking for gold, but yeah.
Well, Jay, you are here for the gold rush, though.
They say that these are the autumn years. I think they're more like the winter years, but that's okay. I always like sledding.
But what do you think about that game plan?
Of course. Absolutely. You need to do that. You need to, you know, and as the grandparents, you know, you are looking at your whole financial planning is different. You need to come to grips with the fact that it's all different now in retirement, or if retirement's coming soon, than it was when you were working full-time or when you were not looking at retirement. And I think your proposal there is, or what you're talking about, is perfect. It includes the entire family. There's other ways also of increasing your estate. You can buy other properties with money from it, and then you can leave both properties to the kids or the heirs. They can sell one to pay off the other. The biggest problem in someone losing their estate is health care. And you said something about 70%, but the other 70% is that more than 70% of us older people really think that our health care is covered. Our long-term health care, nursing home care, is actually covered by our insurance and Medicare. 70% or more think that, and that's not right.
Wow, 70, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's some serious numbers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because if you're forced to sell your home to go into a nursing home, you're probably going to run out, figure $100,000 a year per person. You're going to run through 100% of your equity that you just had to sell your home for in those amount of years, and then you're going to have to scratch your head and
try and figure out what you're going to do then. Yeah, that's a scary number, Jay.
Yeah.
Right? And we all know, I mean, you can turn on the news, and I know most people hate watching the news. I can't say I blame you. Right? But there's always a healthcare discussion of some sort in the news.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's Medicare, now we see it, UCLA measles. Right? There's been so many different things that, and we don't know what we don't know. Right, I mean, it's pretty obvious coming down the road for us.
Right, and you know, if you're like me, you don't think you're going to get sick. I mean, look at me. I'm the picture of health. Right, you have some kind of filter on this. Right?
I think I better turn the camera off.
Okay. But still.
Sometimes, Jay, we do say that you have a face for radio, but nowadays radio is even simulcast so many times.
I gain all this weight because of time, you said, you know, and after reading Einstein, I know that gravity
is. You're not supposed to say that's an investment, Jay.
And, you know, so I'm trying to pull time. Anyway, okay, yeah. So, you know, putting a reverse mortgage on your home as soon as possible is absolutely the best thing you can do, whether you've got no money or whether you've got, except for your home, or whether you've got millions of dollars in your portfolio. My portfolio is full of pictures, but other people do have investments. And the best way to protect that is to have liquidity, to be able to move back and forth, to have two separate, quote, buckets of money. And this one is non-taxable. There's no taxes on taking money from your equity, and you can put it back anytime you want. And when you put it back, it grows. So it's like a line of credit, or it's more like a credit card that you are in control of. You want a higher value for it, you put more money in it, it grows faster. Now you can spend more if and when you want to.
A lot of great stuff here, and there's still so many people out there, Jay, that are scared by the topic, and I think most of that comes from ignorance.
Okay.
And I never say that somebody's foolish when they don't know something. It's just we don't know what we don't know, so it's the ignorant part of it that we're trying to avoid right here or correct, giving you some information. Now, there's two other issues that I want to chat with Jay Kaplan about when we come back. How about using the reverse mortgage as a strategy to increase Social Security payments? I wonder if we can do that. How about using a reverse mortgage as a strategy to reduce our tax liability? We'll talk to Jay Kaplan about that one as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. We can also chat about Credit Basics 101, tip number one. All that and more. Reach me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. Twitter.com@RonSiegel. Yes, Instagram. You're getting it here? I'm on Ron Siegel on Instagram, Ron Siegel on LinkedIn, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. You can find me anywhere. I am all over the place. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Jeff Sipes and the gang at Blue Water Credit have these solutions for you. Just got to give them a call or go again on the website, CreditSanitizer.com. Credit payment history determines 35% of your FICO score. 35%. I hear people all the time, they're worried about inquiries. Inquiries are 10%. We talked about that yesterday. Yet they don't think about their payment history. That affects 35%. Credit payment history, again, 35% of my FICO. The first thing any lender wants to know is whether you've paid past credit accounts on time. One of the most important factors in a FICO score discussion. If you late payments are not an automatic score killer, an overall good credit picture can outweigh one or two instances of late credit card payments. However, having no late payments in your credit report doesn't mean you'll get a perfect score. Your payment history is just one piece of information used in calculating your FICO score. Credit payment history on many types of accounts, credit cards, retail cards, installment loans, finance company accounts, mortgage loans, public record and collection items, these types of events are considered quite serious, although older items and items with small amounts will count less than recent items on those with larger amounts. Negative factors: bankruptcies, foreclosures, lawsuits, wage attachments, liens, judgments. Hey, Jay, we can give you this one for, I know you do a broadcast tomorrow on another network, but here's the issue is a good quiz for you to give folks. I share this one all the time. What affects your credit score more, a foreclosure or a parking ticket that went to collection? Right? And the answer is they're identical because they fall into the same category on your credit report. How many accounts show late payments? That is going to be a big issue for your FICO score, so watch out for that. FICO considers how late they are, how much was owed, how recently they occurred, and how many are there. So that's just a little bit of information for the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation, Jay Kaplan, the reverse mortgage guru, is in the house.
Hello.
So, Jay, Again.
Still.
We didn't let him out. So, Jay, the question that we're looking at here, I wanted to chat about two issues. Number one, using your equity in your house to increase your Social Security payments.
Well, one thing you can do, and there are different opinions about this. Some people say you should always take your Social Security immediately, regardless of how much you need it or don't need it. And the conventional wisdom is always put it off as long as you can because you can get more for it. That first discussion is probably for another show, but how you would do what you're suggesting is simply to use the equity that you have available, because now you have at 62 a line of credit you can draw from. Take the amount that you would have gotten with Social Security or what you need, and then 5-6 years later, so whatever, you know, when you get the maximum available on Social Security, stop taking that monthly amount from your reverse mortgage and take it from the Social Security, which is coming to you anyway, now at a larger amount.
And the last I heard, and I may be off on this one from in today's market, but it had been that you get an 8% increase every year on your Social Security from age 62 to age 70. So if you're getting an 8% increase, that's pretty good numbers when you're contemplating that Social Security increase. Uh-huh. When you're looking at an interest rate on your reverse mortgage of the expected number of 3.8 to 3.9, regardless of whether that's exactly number at the time.
Right.
Because that's going to fluctuate. But if you're looking at 3.8 to 3.9 and you're dealing with this, it works out pretty well.
It works out great.
Right. Now, let's talk about this from the next standpoint, because at age 70 and a half, if you've already taken your social, now you start taking that Social Security, right? Because it's not going to do any good not to take it at that point.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But if you have a 401k or an IRA, at age 70 and a half, you have to start taking
a certain amount, the required minimum.
The required minimum right. distribution. Now, if you've been accumulating that reverse mortgage interest and you start taking that required minimum distribution,
mm-hmm.
you can every other year, every third year, take money out of your reverse mortgage and use that as a tax right. offset, right?
Yeah. Now, on my show tomorrow, which I'm not, you know, but I will learn on my show tomorrow from a guest I'm going to have on who talks. He's not a financial advisor himself. He used to be, but he talks to people like myself on how to present to the, all those other type people. So I'm going to learn a lot about what he has to say in regards to exactly that. He has a plan, specific plan regarding the minimum required. Okay, so I'm going to learn that, and we'll share that on the next show. I'll share that with you soon. But he had another plan that was very much similar to that. Like if you have a portfolio, not like mine, but with actual investments and that kind of thing, and you're doing quite well with them, why not keep them going? Instead of taking money out of your investments, take money out of your reverse mortgage instead. Or if it's in the millions of dollars where you don't have the line of credit, take a chunk out that you can live on for a few years. Even if you have Social Security, it might be a little less. Take that out, live on that, and allow your retirement funds, which is probably going to be a much larger number for those people, with those affluent people, to grow over all that time. So when it's over and done, say 5-6 years later, you look back, you're now worth a lot more than you were before you started.
So the bottom line of what Jay's getting at, and it sounds kind of complex, and it goes, we didn't even plan the idea of going full circle today, but the full circle, we started out the broadcast today talking about thinking a little bit differently, right? And a friend of mine just wrote a book on how billionaires became billionaires. They, most of them didn't start that way. And they talk about the idea that they think about money in a different way than the average person. And I hear so many people that the average concept is, well, I want to pay off my house. I'm going to live off of my 401k, my IRA, my Social Security. I'm going to have less taxes down the road. I don't realize that the RMD, the required minimum distribution, is going to bite me in the behind at age 70 and a half, and I'm going to have a big tax liability every year there. But there's other ways of thinking about these things. There's other ways of doing these things. You know, if you say to most financial planners, when I was at Merrill Lynch, we basically couldn't tell anybody that we could help them make any money at all. Their whole focus when I was there was making sure people didn't lose their money.
Right.
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 And I shared yesterday the IUL concept, and they average over 30 years making 8% on the money. Now, you borrow at 3.8 and make 8.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, FINRA doesn't want us to talk about that because they're worried about people losing money instead of
But FINRA does approve of reverse mortgages.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. But the concept here is you can use your equity, because all that really matters, you've got a bucket of money. And within that bucket, you've got home equity, you've got Social Security, you've got your 401k, you've got other investments, right? That's all in that bucket of money. So think about that whole concept. Now, when you go to the grocery store, do they ask you where that money came from? Right? Or if you want to go to your favorite steakhouse, what's your favorite steakhouse, Jay?
The Palm because of the atmosphere,
okay.
Or Ruth's Chris because of the butter.
Now, when you go to
any
of those places, Jay, do they ask you where you got the money?
No, they want to make sure you got the money.
Right.
Though.
All they care about is that you got the money. So think about this, is there's a lot of different buckets that you've got money in for retirement. And if you take it, maybe thinking just a little bit differently, you might make that money go a lot further, and you may have a lot more to leave to your heirs at the end of the day. And that's what our whole concept here is. So maybe you want to use home equity before you use the 401k. Maybe you want to use the IRA before you use the home equity. Maybe you want Social Security a little later than sooner. Maybe you want to put some of that money into the indexed universal life insurance policy that has a high cash value, low death benefit, and maybe you don't want to pay taxes, right? We talk to Todd Halterman all the time about disinheriting the IRS.
Yeah, and the reverse mortgage just simply gives you
it's another bucket.
More choices.
More choices,
more
one more
flexibility.
Bucket.
Don't look at me when I say the word flexibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the concept here. If you want to have a personal consultation, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Jay Kaplan. He'll be the one that'll consult with you. Actually, we both will give you some information. Jay takes care of the implementation of some of the strategies that we do. And we do ask you to set that first radio preset button every day to come back to Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.